Welcome to the Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. Today is Wednesday. That is our Faith and Family Day. So happy to have you join us as we're here in the middle of the week covering the Pikes Peak region. That is where we live. That is where we walk. That's where we do business. That's where we raise our families. It's where we worship. It's where we do everything on a daily basis. So why are we so concerned about what's going on in Washington or what's going on elsewhere in the world? Why do we let that distract us? Why do we let that get in our way? Certainly we should be concerned. We need to know what's going on a global level, but there's plenty of people doing that. But honestly, when was the last time you affected anything, even outside the walls of your own house, much less in Denver or in Washington, D.C.? Or, you know, do you have any say over a ceasefire in Israel? Right? So we focus on these things and we forget about the fact that what we actually are responsible for is what's right in front of us. And there's nothing more than we're responsible for than our families. We need to be focused on our families. That's why it's a major ministry in town. If we forget that we're supposed to be focused on family, the biggest ministry, I think, at least one of them in town, is focus on the family. And of course, if you're a person of faith, and so many people who listen to conservative radio are, then your faith community is your extended family. But again, we focus on things that we have no control over. And I say, that's no good. Because I don't want to complain about things. I want to do things. I want to get things done. Now, the wonderful thing about faith and about prayer is that we can actually affect things in other places without physically going there. That's really, really cool. And so today, on this Faith and Family Wednesday, we're going to be talking about proclaiming and demonstrating the gospel here locally and worldwide. We have as our guest and co-host for the hour a good friend of mine, Daisup Han, founder and director of Prayer Surge Now. Daisup, welcome to the Peak.
Great to be here. And I think this Peak program is so important, and I trust that God will bring more and more folks to listen in, people of all persuasions, so that they could hear what I believe is the answer for our city, our state, and our nation, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, at least that's part of it. And I also have programs over on The Word, 100.7 FM, which the station is all about that. This is the beginning today, the 15th of May, 2024, the beginning of our fifth month on the air. Yes, we're still here. We launched on January 15th of this year, and as of yesterday, we have completed 70 programs. Wow. Does that go by quick when you're doing four a week? So thank you for joining us. I hope that you're enjoying the show, that you've become a fan, that you're letting others know about it, that you make it part of your day as you're driving up and down the highways and byways here or in your home or listening to our podcast. But go to thepeak.news. If you've never been there, or maybe you have, go to thepeak.news. Why? Well, first of all, to learn about everything Peak, because as we like to say, the Peak, it's yours, and it really is. This is citizen journalism, and we want you to become a citizen journalist. So go on there, become part of the team, or a tech, an intern, or a sponsor. We really, really love our sponsors. They keep us on the air. They pay the bills around here to have us on the air. So please make sure to listen to the commercials during the breaks, because these are local businesses. They're business people out there in the community who said, we believe that the Peak hyperlocal news and commentary is really, really important to bring to the people. And so they put this crazy guy, me, Chaim Goldman, behind a microphone in order to do that. And we say here at the Peak, we say the quiet stuff out loud. We like to talk about things that nobody else is talking about. So check out our podcast on our podcast page at thepeak.news too, with our 70 programs that we have. So today, on Faith and Family Day, we're talking about proclaiming and demonstrating the gospel. We're going to be going into Faith and Family headlines soon, interviewing Daisup Han from Prayer Surge Now. I'm reading from an interesting article at the end of the program, which is called "It is Literally Impossible to Be a Jew Today," which is sort of a rant of sorts that I found that that a Jewish person wrote and read that. And of course, we always end with Jim Miller and the Peak rant. So I'll say today, as I say every day, encourage you, but specifically today and about the topic that we're talking about, and I like to not just have these major themes of the show, but each show to be themed out, is do not be silent. If you're looking around the world today and you think, you know what, I'm just going to check out, I'm going to live my life and things like that, it's your option, you know? It's your option. That's between you and God and, you know, anybody you know. But we live in an amazing country. If you've traveled at all or you just listen to what people deal with in other countries like Iran and elsewhere, most places in the world, you do not have free speech. You do not have freedom of assembly. You do not have freedom of religion. But you know what? The very people who took it away there, the very spirit that took it away in these other nations wants to take it away here. And our founding fathers didn't have it, and they fought a war over it, and then they established it for us. And you're going to keep your mouth shut? Really? Why? Because you're scared? Because of what could happen to you? Because you think that people won't like your opinions and they might argue with you? Do you think maybe somebody might get violent? That's a possibility too. But do you realize, you know, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer famously said, not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act. And so I'm here on the mic talking, hoping that we inspire you to talk. And on the program today, we're going to do Talk to You, Inspire You, Dice Up Is, the hardest thing that Christians are doing, which is keeping silent and not proclaiming the gospel. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak, and we'll be right back. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. And our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton-Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And in a moment, we're going to be getting to faith and family headlines. But I need to mention, you know, we're coming into election season. I know that I'm gearing up church voter guides. If you don't know about that, churchvoterguides.org. We're going to be doing El Paso County primaries, getting those surveys out. But coming up tomorrow, Thursday, May 16th, at Centennial Hall, 200 South Cascade, is the U.S. Congressional House District debate for Congressional District 5. Jeff Crank, Dave Williams, the Democratic contenders were invited. They have declined up to this point, but get more information at am1460theanswer.com, am1460theanswer.com. Again, debate tomorrow evening, starting at 7 p.m., the debate, but VIP reception at 6:15. And I'm going to be doing a live broadcast from 6 to 7 down there here on The Answer. So, faith and family headlines, and we have Dai Sup Han, founder and director of Prayer Surge Now, as my co-host for this segment and guest interview guest later on. Dai Sup, again, welcome to The Peak.
Well, great to be here. And earlier you mentioned how amazing it is for us to live in the United States, where we have freedom, we have opportunities, we could follow Jesus or not follow Jesus. We can be part of a church service or stay home. I mean, we have that freedom. We have that opportunity. And I think about where most of my ancestors came from.
And you are from?
Korea.
From South Korea.
Yes, Korea. But most of my ancestors actually are from what is now North Korea.
Okay.
This was before the split between the North and the South. So you have North Korea, a government that is godless. Actually, they do have a god, lowercase g, which is a dictator, Kim Jong-un. And then you have South Korea, where there's all kinds of freedom, similar to the United States. And South Korea is thriving economically. It is religiously. In so many ways, it's thriving because South Korea has chosen the Judeo-Christian values rather than communistic or any other ideologies. Mm.
And so this is someone who knows the difference. And in fact, I just heard today that there's a report out now that capitalist money in Cuba is allowing people to live a better life. So all these people pushing for communism, it's crazy. Anyway, to the headlines. Top health concerns in El Paso County are drug overdoses, suicides, access to health care, and stable housing. A report just came out about El Paso County on Monday, a couple days ago, a community health assessment done by 60 community stakeholders from across all different disciplines. And they have come out with this report that you can get online. You can go on the mayor's website, on the government website here in El Paso County, I think also mayor's, maybe just El Paso County. But let's see, drug overdoses, suicides, access to health care, stable housing, that seems just about right. What do you think?
I think our commissioners have a mission impossible. They need our prayers, they need our support, and more of us need to get involved with the solutions of our county, definitely.
And you know, we have a good economy here that's better than in a lot of places. And because of, well, I think because of the conservative values that are still holding on here, we have a better city than most, a safer city and these things. But there are still these challenges. There are still these, you know, drugs and drugs overdoses coming in. And of course, we have this situation with a sanctuary city to our north that is inviting in illegal aliens. That's a term I'm going to use, even though, as was pointed out by Ken DeGraff, who was on the show on Monday, Representative DeGraff, that when he was in session, as legislative session just ended, the Democrats actually said you weren't allowed to use that term. They gave them a list that are represented. I don't know if you heard this, Dai, that they words they couldn't say in under the gold dome up there in session. They
well, to be calling somebody correct. Illegal does not devalue their personhood.
No, they
it
say
just tells you.
They say it's pejorative.
Yeah, I mean, they're here illegally. I mean, that is a definition of illegal. It's not legal.
they're dreamers, Dai. They're yeah. dreamers.
I mean, I came here illegally. And many
I was going
to
ask you that.
Many of
have
us have come legally,
office.
and we are getting sick and tired of us. Many of us who took years to get here, and then you have this open border, we have no idea who's coming in.
Right. And I talked to the, you know, our public officials a bunch. It's, you know, they have limited budgets, right? Because we don't want higher taxes. They have limited budgets, but they're trying to take care of these problems for the citizens, and those challenges only go up when the budgets get used for other things. Okay, let's move on to the next. I like this article. University of Denver eyes disciplinary action against pro-Palestinian protesters. So like many universities around the country, there's an encampment up at the University of Denver. And, you know, they've just let these things happen. They just let them go. But finally, with enough pressure and I guess enough mayhem, they have decided to say that if those who are non-compliant to the rules of the university, that they're cracking down on that, and specifically if anybody is not a student there, because we know that there are non-students that are joining in here, professional agitators have been admitted by universities, that they have the right to remove them without notice. Di, what do you make of these college protests, the pro-Hamas anti-Semitism, and the universities seemingly just allowing it until it gets like politically incorrect or big donors start putting the heat
well
on.
Anyone who says I'm pro Hamas should be listed as a possible terrorist, because it is a terrorist organization, number one,
especially if they're not a U.S. citizen, right?
That's right. Yeah. And number two, any college student who is violating the code of conduct need to be disciplined right away. If you let things go 1 day, 2 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then things get out of control, and then you have these agitators inciting these naive college students to take over buildings. That's what happened in Columbia. And these poor kids, many of these kids are not even graduating this year. They went through COVID freshman year, and then now they're not graduating. This is so sad.
I know, for their generation, it's really bad. And I heard Jordan Baldwin, who was on this program, investigative journalist, actually told me they discovered up in Auroria this past Saturday that the protesters up there were going to disrupt the graduation, and they were able to alert the police and shut it down and things like that. So there are things that you can do. You can get involved. Don't fear these people. Get involved, and let's put pressure to have a lawful society. Okay, finally, Colorado Springs approves $2.1 million settlement for man beaten by police officers. The council voted 7-1 to approve a settlement for this person. Councilman Dave Donaldson, surprisingly, was the sole dissenting vote. That's almost in every article. Dave is key to the dissenting vote. Councilman Mike O'Malley was absent. So this was a situation where originally he was charged, this person, two counts of second-degree assault of a police officer, resisting arrest, obstructing a police officer, driving under the influence, and driving without license plates. There was they scuffled. The police used quite some force on them, and then this lawsuit comes in. And I know, because in talking to the officials, and this is why Dave, most likely, because I know him, abstained, they settle the lawsuit because they look at things like this and George Floyd and all that they can't win against in this situation, so they cut and run even if they don't think there's a case. We have about a minute. What are your thoughts on this settlement for this?
Well, first of all, police officers are people. They have emotions. They have feelings. They are to be honored. They are to be cherished. We need to find ways to uplift our police department. And I can't speak about every single case, but in vast majority of cases, I believe it's simply because there are these agitators who want to get rid of the police or not allow them to do their job, which puts all of us at risk. And some of these agitators later on say, where's the police? I just got broken into. You know what I mean? So let the police do their job. And when things happen, things should be investigated. But let's give our police department not only a break, but honor as well as respect.
Yeah, these charges were dropped, and again, so it's not going to be going to court. We're really not going to know, but I just know the pattern. If you're a black person, and even if you resist arrest and there's some kind of police violence, there's a good chance that if you get a lawyer, the city is going to settle, and this is a bad precedent that people have, but the city wants to watch out that this doesn't turn into some huge money issue and also riots. And unfortunately, that's the world that we're in. So, you know, please respect the police. And if you're in a trouble situation, you know, just chill out and let them do their job. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, this is Faith and Family Wednesday. So happy you're here. We'll be back with Di Sapan.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden. inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns. And we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and the answer to that musical question is no. We're actually here to tell you the truth. The rest of the media might lie to you or might withhold information or fabricate things or whatever. You know, you might actually hear from someone who's the president of the United States that when he came in, there was 9% inflation. You know, he just said that. 9% inflation when there was, in fact, 1.6% inflation at the time that he came in. So we're being lied to all the time. But when you tune in here an hour a day, Monday through Thursday, we're not going to lie to you. And today on Faith and Family Wednesday, Dai Sup Han, director and founder of Prayer Surge Now, is talking about what many consider the ultimate truth, proclaiming and demonstrating the gospel. Dai Sup.
Well, I was born 1961 in Seoul, Korea. And most of my ancestors actually came from the northern part of Korea, what is now the capital city of North Korea, Pyongyang. And I see a stark difference between North and South. And I also see a stark difference between those of us with conservative values and those of us with godless values. Those of us with conservative values, maybe not all of us have a religion, but we value Judeo-Christian ethics, right? But on the other side, anything goes. A boy could be a girl could be a boy. That's not a baby. this person's too old, this person's not productive, so let the person die. That's coming. It's already in Europe and Canada. So I see a stark difference. And I believe that, first of all, everyone has a value, even those who are totally against this program. Everyone who may believe that their view of a godless society would be the best for America, they have value because they're made in God's image. And I think the difference between North and South Korea is that South Korea continues to proclaim and demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ. So even here in El Paso County, in Colorado, in the United States, those of us who are living the life of the gospel, which includes sharing our faith through our words, but also through our actions, so that others can know who Jesus really is. Now, it's up to each individual what path they're going to choose. That's a God-given right that all of us have. However, when we value the gospel message of Jesus Christ and we recognize that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and we submit ourselves to him as believers, we must engage in proclaiming and demonstrating the gospel. We must let other people know the hope and the faith that lies within us. We must show through our loving actions, even to those who hate us, we show love to everybody. You know, sometimes I do ministry in Texas, and Texas has a different culture here than in Colorado. And when I'm with my fellow believers, I purposely say this. I say, I believe you all must be the most liberal. And I pause for a second, and they kind of look at me strange when it comes to loving others, or else you're not a true conservative. A true conservative follower of Jesus Christ is someone that loves everybody. Now, obviously, there's a time and a place to battle with these people who might be against us, and we can't keep silent, right? So loving people does not mean that we stay silent. Loving people means we speak truth and love. And sometimes we may get into a heated argument, like my wife and I deciding what we're going to cook for dinner, but we're still friends afterwards, right? I may end up not eating exactly what I want, but it's okay. And so everyone else is out of the closet. I want to talk to my evangelical Christian friends out there. Can we get out of the closet? Can we proclaim and demonstrate the gospel so that the world may know who Christ is?
We're going to be getting into this in the next segment, but what is the key thing that you do on a daily basis to proclaim the gospel?
Well, first of all, I believe in what Jesus taught us, that we are the light of the world. We are a town or a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. So I love talking to people about Jesus. I love finding out how I could pray for them, how I could serve them. And whether I'm getting a haircut, getting served at a restaurant, meeting a stranger at Walmart, I love doing that.
Good. Hi, I'm Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. This is Faith and Family Wednesday. We have Daisup Han on for the whole hour. And we'll be talking to him about prayer surge now and also how to make an impact on this region after the quick national news break.
Have you heard of Church Voter Guides? I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. 3 years ago, I helped found Church Voter Guides to educate Christians about local candidates and to activate the church. Our guides are nonpartisan and 501c3 compliant, so they can be promoted through churches. We simply survey the candidates and publish their answers. As a grassroots organization based in the Springs, we greatly appreciate your help in producing local voter guides for this crucial election year. Go to churchvoterguides.org to get involved and to donate. That's churchvoterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, The Peak News. Go to thepeak.news for more information to listen to our now 4 months of podcast. Great, great, great local guests. Just at least one should inspire you, if not 20 or 30. And also to become a citizen journalist or a sponsor, because this is local news and information brought to you by local people, supported by local businesses. Could we be more local? I think not. We have for the whole hour, Dai Suphan, founder and director of Prayer Surge Now. Again, Dai Sup, does anybody ever say to you, sup? Like, what's up? You know that. I mean, I'm no.
Let's just say
that.
In middle school, I had a lot of different names that was called.
But sup, I mean, I think that's only over the past 20 years.
Now, when I type Dai Sup, sup does not do spell check, but Dai does because it's D-A-I.
D-Y-E, it comes up probably, right? So Dai Suphan, founder of Prayer Surge Now, you touched on the fact you were born in Korea. You know, tell us your journey, professional, faith, educational. You know, how'd you get here to America and being the head of faith of Prayer Surge Now?
Well, it was part of what God had planned for me, but God used my parents. So I was 8 years old. I didn't want to leave my home, my town, the capital city of South Korea. I loved it there. And my parents thought that it'd be best for us to live in America, like most immigrants, right? Because America gives you much more opportunity.
No, we're a racist. No one wants to come here. Just everyone, because we're so horrible.
Yes, yes, yes. And after the next election, I think about half Americans are going to leave America. Let's see if that really happens. Where are they going to go?
Please, God. Yes.
Yeah. So
anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So I grew up in a Christian family. Grew up in the church. And I enjoyed most of it. No church is perfect. So I had some issues along the way. I didn't realize that Jesus was not my Lord. Jesus was my Savior, meaning I liked the fact that Jesus died for my sin and that I could be in heaven. But there's this other aspect of Christianity where Jesus must be my Lord, meaning he has a supreme rule of my heart. And so I struggled with that. And it wasn't until later on in my life, I was already a dad. I've been married, teaching high school for many years in Los Angeles. I realized that Jesus was not Lord. I did all kinds of ministries at church. I served on the board, missions committee, ushered. I did everything. I just thought that's what Christians do. But none of those things really made Jesus the Lord of my life until I gave my life to him as Lord. Through an early morning prayer gathering, about 25 guys from 10 different churches coming together. That's when I realized Jesus needs to be my Lord.
And what brought you to the Springs?
Well, we left Los Angeles, did some training with YWAM in places like Kona, Hawaii, and Tyler, Texas. In between, I developed a prayer ministry in Washington, D.C. And while living in Chico, Northern California, while serving with the YWAM base there, my wife said, "Hun, we need to be in a city with better homeschool support for me." And not that Chico is a bad place. I love Chico. Okay, and we found out that Colorado Springs has the best homeschool support because our kids were going to be 14 and 12, and that's a critical age for a lot of homeschool moms to have a lot of support.
And your ministry background with YWAM, you've worked with a lot of ministries.
Yes,
such as you mentioned.
Yeah, so I was trained with YWAM in Kona, Hawaii, Tyler, Texas. I served with YWAM staff in Chico, Northern California. And while I was in Chico, Northern California, the Lord really opened doors for me to organize, to be an activist in prayer. So I became one of the prayer organizers for the city of Chico, National Day of Prayer, 10 Days of Prayer, all kinds of things. So coming to Colorado Springs was a very smooth transition. I only knew a couple of people, but those two friends opened a lot of doors for me.
Okay. So in America, obviously not the country that it was, the one that you moved to. You know, what most concerns you about what's going on in this nation, especially coming from Korea, knowing what this is like when you have real communist dictator ruling over the people, as most of your family is from the north there. What most concerns you about what's happening in our society locally as well as nationally?
You know, the thing that concerns me the most is not the obvious. Those are the symptoms of a sleeping church. I have friends all over the world because now I do conferences and I gather ministry leaders in different parts of the world. When African Christians find out the state of America, they say, our mother is sick and I want to go and, and help heal my mom. So for the first time in the history of America over the last 10, 20 years, more missionaries are coming to America than us sending. Now, we still support a lot of the global missions movement, but when missionaries are coming to America than us sending, it tells me there's a problem, but also God is bringing solutions through these precious people from Africa, India, Asia, Latin America.
So what do you mean by a sleeping church? What do you mean by that?
Meaning, we have this false sense of security. You know, we go to a nice church, comfortable pews. We have amazing worship. We have a great pastor who speaks. And it's very comforting. And it's very, I don't have to do much mentality. But we are supposed to be proclaiming and demonstrating the gospel. So we have let the so rather than us infecting the culture with God's love and power and truth, the culture has is influencing the church more than us touching the culture.
So how do you describe Christians that are awake, those around the world, you know, who I guess are, you know, suffering some level of persecution? You know, how do you define an awake church, and what is it that needs to happen generally for
First of all, as an awake Christian, we ought not to be afraid to talk about politics and religion. In fact, whoever came with that quote, that came from the pit of hell. If we don't talk about politics and religion, what do we talk about? We can't talk about sports and weather the whole time, right? Even in the Middle East, I could have a conversation with a Arabic Muslim about politics and religion. We could argue, we could scream at each other, but you know what? He thinks I've become a better friend because we were able to express. And it's same with the Jews in Israel, right? You could share your feelings
In this country, you can't, it's like you can't talk about anything.
So I think that is crippling our nation. And I think a lot of Christians have bought into that ideology. Don't talk about your politics. Don't talk about your religion.
So what do you do? What can be done to wake up the church and engage other than full-scale persecution?
Yes.
And everything. Is there something before we get there that can wake us up?
Sure. So every time in America has faced similar situations, and we've been in worse situations before, back in late 1700s, one of the worst periods, it was the prayer gatherings that touch God's heart, and then God would sovereignly move and he would give us another great awakening. So it begins with prayer, but prayer must lead us to go out into the culture and make positive changes through talking about who Jesus is and showing acts of kindness as well.
Unfortunately, overall, prayer is the least attended anything at a church. So, but often persecution is needed for people to finally cry out, and we're seeing things shaken in this country. So tell us about Prayer Surge Now and this Global Outreach Day that's going on around the world, but here locally there's an event that you're involved with. So
sure.
First, Prayer Surge Now, your organization.
Prayer Surge Now, we mainly gather praying people across the nation on Saturday mornings, and we've been doing that every Saturday morning. Shabbat morning. We always begin with praying for Israel and the Middle East before we pray for our nation. And also, for those of you who want to really experience proclaiming the gospel, this coming Saturday is the eve of Pentecost Sunday. We're going to join millions of Christians around the world. We're going to call it GO Day. G-O stands for Global Outreach. So we're going to gather at the Sanctuary Church in Old Colorado City. We're going to meet there at 10. We're going to pray. We're going to get a little bit of training. And we're going to go to different parts of our city, Manitou Springs and other places.
So you're going to go out.
That's right.
Okay.
And we're going to literally share the gospel of Jesus Christ through prayer and handing out the gospel of John.
So if you haven't heard of it before, you have now. Global Outreach Day. This is happening this Saturday, May 18th, around the world, but here locally at the Sanctuary Church in Old Colorado City from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information for that, you can write this Gmail account, PrayerSurgeNow, just like it sounds, PrayerSurgeNow@gmail.com. For more information about that, or just show up at the Sanctuary Church. Also, Prayer Surge Now website is prayersurgenow.net. We have like a minute left, Di. What is your vision for the Pikes Peak region as far as prayer and elsewhere? How do we become a better city in that regard?
That we really value every single person in the city. And I mean that. Even the agitators, even those who want to overthrow our city hall.
Love those who hate us.
That's right. That's right. And if we did that, not everybody may join our team, but I think that those of us who are quiet and silent will begin to talk. We'll begin to demonstrate. We'll begin to make positive changes. And if we could do one thing one day, in the name of Jesus, for those of us who are Christians, but those of us who just love people, show loving kindness once a day, I think that our county will be radically changed by the end of the year.
Amen. Di Sapan, founder and director of Prayer Surge Now, thanks so much for being on The Peak.
Thank you. God bless.
And make sure to go to Sanctuary Church this Saturday, May 18th from 10 to 2 for Global Outreach Day. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, when we come back, why it is literally impossible to be a Jew today. And of course, we have Jim Miller, Just a Guy in The Peak Rant. Stick around. We'll be right back.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know, but I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to FullArmorSportsTeams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All-Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between. All-Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All-Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Take the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving money too. Hi, I'm John Graham with Equity Colorado Real Estate and your local Heroes Home Advantage affiliate. The Heroes Home Advantage Real Estate Rebate Program is a growing national network of real estate professionals and industry partners who are committed to giving back to our heroes. What does that mean to you? My sellers keep more of their money, and my buyers receive a rebate of up to 25% of my commission. I served 23 years in the Marine Corps and believe it's important to both serve my local community and to give back to those who serve. If you are law enforcement, firefighting, first response, healthcare, public education, or a military-connected individual or family, thank you for serving our nation and community. Now let me serve you as your realtor when buying or selling a home and help you to keep more money in your pocket with reduced commissions and rebates. To learn more, Google John Graham Homes, Colorado. That's John Graham Homes, Colorado. John Graham Homes, taking the drama out of your home buying and selling experience while saving you money too.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And in this age of rampant anti-Semitism, you know, it's literally impossible to be a Jew today. And I'm going to read an article that I just found today by Shanti Ariker called "It Is Literally Impossible to Be a Jew Today." This is based, it's a Jewish ode, it says, based on the Barbie movie rant on double standards, although I have not seen the Barbie movie. It is literally impossible to be a Jew today. No matter what you do or how you live, you are always doing it wrong. Not only are you doing it wrong, it's all your fault. You can have money, but if you have too much money, are too showy, too New York Jewy, you are a Jap, a Jewish American princess or prince. If you bargain too hard, you are Jewing down the price. Even if you have money, you are probably a Democrat, but the progressives in your party hate Israel, so you consider being a Republican. But the populists in your party hate Jews and consider both sides very fine people when neo-Nazis went rampaging in Charlottesville. And I would say I don't agree with that one. That's how I'm commenting there. But I'm reading another person's article. You have a nose, but if it's too big, you look like a hook-nosed Jew, a Shylock. To play a Jew in a movie, you need to wear a prosthetic nose because everyone knows Jews have big noses. And no one complains when they cast non-Jews as Jews in movies, but Hollywood is run by Jews, who also control the media, according to anti-Semites. You have brown hair because Jews aren't blonde, right? How are you Jewish if you don't look Jewish? You think that it is why the Nazis made Jews wear stars, because Jews can be too hard to identify. You are not white, but because you are a Jew, some consider you to be white and therefore privileged, so DEI shouldn't apply to you. But white supremacists and Nazis don't think you are white, so you are white, but also not white, unless you are actually not white, because there are plenty of Jews who are not Ashkenazi European Jews. You celebrate Hanukkah because it is a Jewish holiday commemorating a Jewish uprising against the Greek Seleucids, who tried to outlaw Judaism in the same land Jews are being killed today by Hamas. You are told that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. You are told that chants of wiping Israel off the map are not anti-Semitic. Hurling a 350-pound menorah into Lake Merritt in Oakland with graffiti saying, "We're going to find you," is not anti-Semitic, only anti-Zionist. Threatening Jews with genocide is all in context, according to three Ivy League presidents. If you don't fight for your rights, like Jews who were rounded up by the Nazis, you are weak and a victim, and attacked by pogroms in Russia, and thrown out of Iraq, Yemen, Morocco, and other Arab countries on the eve of Israel's independence. You go to Israel because that is a place you can be Jewish. You need to be liberal and progressive because never again means genocide shouldn't happen to anyone else. But after standing up for Black Lives Matter, anti-Asian hate, and DEI, the allies have walked away when there is the highest level of anti-Semitism since the 1930s. You stand for Me Too, but watch as UN Agency for Women stays silent when Jews are raped in the name of resistance. You are anti-Hamas because Hamas are terrorists. Because of a mob of men with guns overran towns anywhere but Israel, attacked and killed women, men, and children in barbarous ways, taking hundreds hostage, it would be clear that there would be a war until Hamas was defeated. But barbarously killing Israelis is celebrated as acts of resistance because Jews shouldn't have been given their own land. But you are also torn up by seeing people killed in Gaza, used by Hamas to sway public opinion for a ceasefire so they can live another day to again try to destroy Israel. You want peace, but you want Israel to continue to exist. You are against a ceasefire because stopping the war means Israel's very existence is threatened. Israel, whose TikTokers have been taught is an occupier and an apartheid state, despite being a democratic state that gives rights to Arab and Jews, is always in the wrong, and Palestinians should be free from Israelis from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, which is exactly the location of the entire country. It turns out that to be Jewish today is impossible. No matter what you do, you are doing it wrong. Not only are you doing it wrong, it's all your fault. And now, another rant from Jim Miller, just a guy.
I'm Jim Miller. I ran for mayor. I'm a veteran. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm just a guy, and this is The Peak Rants. Getting older, I've had a hard time with, at first, being younger, I had a much easier time just saying yes to everything. You know, someone needs help. Hey, no problem. Yes. You know, oh, can you do this for me? Yes. You go work at another job. Yes. 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 Especially after I got to the Marine Corps and I was just trying to figure out where I'm supposed to kind of be in the work part of life. You know, you want to put that sweat equity in, right? The sweckity. You want to put all that sweckity into every new profession or job or new skill you're trying to learn. So you want to show that you're doing, I'll do it. You want to put all that internship, the being the gopher, the new guy. I want to learn. I have no problem. You'll take the jokes, the hazing, all the nonsense with it and just go with it. It took a bit, but I had to learn to say no to a lot of things. All right? You know how it is if you own a truck or a trailer. You're always helping moving people. People you barely know are people that may know people that know people you know. And you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, yes, I'll help you move. I got you. And it's not a problem. I'll help you do that. Yes. 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 I've been learning, and I have learned this lesson a little bit more the older I've gotten. No. No is sometimes more help for people in your life than a yes. And you're probably wondering, what does he mean by that? How can saying no be actually helping anybody I care about in my life? Because when you say no because you actually are busy or you want to go take the time to actually be like, hey, I'm home to have dinner with my family. I can watch a movie with the kids. I can take the wife out to dinner. Because I just work too much and I'm very tired and grumpy. It's not just that. It is a little selfish to be doing that for you. But it's also that when you said that no, whoever's been just asking hasn't had to be innovative. Adversity or a shortcoming, it leads to innovation and starts making the people have to discover how to accomplish these tasks they need done. And it teaches people self-reliance. A lot of people in your family, you're helping them out, especially some of the kids and stuff growing up. You're helping a lot of them out by going, no, I'm not going to do that. Well, how am I supposed to do it? You're supposed to figure it out like the rest of us did. It helps let them open their mind, a little more open thinking, getting things done, and getting a lot more resourceful. It's very good. It helps them out a lot more. So a lot of times, a no is better than a yes, especially for people you really care about, so you don't hinder and weaken them. All right? If we want it better, we got to be better. I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy. And listen to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Colorado Life Initiative team is working fast to tally petition signatures as they wrap up their 2024 ballot drive. If you circulated a petition, thank you for your time and commitment to protecting children in Colorado from intentional harm. As they await the official tally results to see if Colorado Life Initiative makes it on the ballot, they ask you to join in prayer and fasting for an end to abortion in our state. To receive updates and upcoming mission assignments, get signed up at gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for The Peak on Faith and Family Wednesday. This was a great show. I really enjoyed the show. Hope you did too. This is the beginning of our fifth month, so we have 4 months of podcasts just waiting there for you to go check out. Business and culture, politics and government, faith and family, media and education there on the peak.news website. So please check that out. I want to thank Matt, our producer and running the board, Salem Media, for giving me a microphone. And of course, our sponsors. We air Monday through Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m. across the Pikes Peak region. So we'll be back tomorrow, same peak time, same peak channel. It's Media and Education Thursday, and we have Linda Summer from Springs Dennis. They're one of our sponsors, but she has a great background in media and education, and so we're going to be talking to her tomorrow. Well, you'll just have to tune in to find out what we're talking about. Let's see, Officer Tatum Show coming up next here on The Answer, or, because you know my voice is just all over the place, flip over to our Bible teaching and talk sister station, The Word, from my partners in the gospel program. Today's program is my speech, my presentation yesterday at Israel Independence Day celebration that took place up on the Capitol steps in Denver about what Israel should represent to us in America and why we should celebrate it. So, you know, listen to Officer Tatum or go over to a 100.7 FM right after we get off the air for Partners in the Gospel. We'll see you tomorrow on The Peak. Until then, check out our podcast and continue saying the quiet stuff out loud. Do not be silent, my fellow Pikes Peak people. We have a city here. It's a great one. Let's keep it that way for such a time as this. Shalom.